Today we're going to do the letter in volume 4, letter number 1183. This is dated Tes El Tafshir Dalef. The Rebbe is addressing this letter to the committee that was in Israel, they were the Aguda, the group of Chassidei Chabad. And the Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter of the 19th of Menachemov and the earlier ones. I was delighted to read in your letters that you have actually getting ready to make a very specific program, and you have various different suggestions how we should continue detailed the work in the future, and you're asking me my view about the various different suggestions. According to my view and according to the situation in Eretz Yisrael, as far as it involves the Hasidic Chabad that I am imagining, so the Hasidim of Chabad in Israel probably can be subdivided into various different categories. One, we have various different institutions, as yeshivas, kollel. So each one the Rebbe wants, they should have autonomous rules. So in other words, shouldn't be under one, but each one of these institutions should have its autonomous rule. Which, by the way, you see, the Rebbe's idea was that every place should be its own place. It's not like one place, one organization, everybody is there, but each one the Rebbe wanted to be responsible for their own organization. Everybody has their own corporation. Further, the Rebbe says, number two, so one group we have is the various different yeshivas, the very different institutions. Number two, the second category is you have individual, private people from various different categories. You have some rabbis, you got shochtim, you got young people, etc. Rebbe doesn't talk about working people here, doesn't mention them, but you got all kinds of people. But that's number three. You have Chabad, all of Anshlemi as one body. Different organization, different individual who have positions, and all of Chabad. So therefore, the Rebbe says, it's from my view that the job of Agudas Chabad is, number one, that they should represent Chabad in matters that belong to the third category, which means that they are not matters that belong to a specific institution or to a specific category within Hasidim. So Rebbe is telling this group of Agudas Chabad, you need to represent Chabad as a whole, but not the individual institution. The individual institutions are their own entity, and also the individual Rabbanim and different things, they are their own thing, but you can represent Chabad as a whole in general. Number two, to coordinate the work of the various institutions so that they should avoid infringements, avoid the mix-ups, one work and the other one's work, to coordinate that everybody has their area, their place, their things that they're working with. Third is the general oversight over all the institutions without getting involved in their inside, without mixing yourself into the inner of the institutions. Number four, a general oversight on the various categories of the Hasidim. So, at the young people that they have organized in Agudas Tzira, Agudas Hasidic Chabad, they had a group of the young people, have their own organization. There's a group for the women of Chabad, Igud Neshei Chabad. So all of them should organize, have their own organization, but you overlook generally. As I have suggested in one of my previous letters, five, to be tuned in to everything that goes on in our Holy Land, to come with suggestions and to take the initiative to do new things according to what comes up. You have to be following and take action. As for example, saving the children that came up from Hulu. There's a whole scandal now, what's going on. This was been buried for many years. That was the children, I called the Yaldi Teman. They literally, the Yemenite children, they came religious children. They forcibly took them away from their parents when they came to Israel, and they educated them, took them away from Yiddishkeit and everything. It was like a terrible offender.
No, irreligious. They cut their payas and they.
Who did this?
The Israeli government. When they were trying to assimilate them.
When they brought them in the
50s. Yeah, in the 1950s. Yeah.
In order, the Rebbe says that there should be no complaints about the decisions of Agudas Chabad, it is proper that in the working group there should be at least one representative of each one of the institutions. Because set up now, this condition is fulfilled because it does represent, you have representatives from Tomchit Mimim, Teresemes, the Koil, the Kfar, Tzirim, it has all the money. Those matters that are really presently are on the forefront that we need to take care of is to utilize the day of 18th of Elul in a fitting way that it should bring benefit. That's the birthday of the Baal Shem Tov, of the Alter Rebbe, to bring benefits in physically and spiritually and for the Chassidim Eretz Yisrael. And number two, to utilize the month of Tishrei to spread out the wellsprings, the Chassidus, in a most wide way. Number three, the instructions in connection with the Shemitah year, the seventh year, to making sure that you can get items that don't have any problem with Shviz, and also by publicizing the laws of Shviz. Similar, number four, a very important matter that I already pointed out in my previous letter, although now it's maybe past because I'm mentioning again, according to what I understand, they need to be in Paris for September 13th. I'm not sure I'm saying this again, that we should have representative in front of the heads of the joint, the joint distribution. They have recently made a visit in Eretz Yisrael, so for sure you fulfilled and my suggestion, what I've asked and what I suggested. I'm waiting for good news. Number five, connection with all the above, there's definitely going to be a strong work in the papers and in the magazines. So also that's part of the work of Chabad. This that you suggest to divide, distribute the work amongst the group of the Vad, and they say, who do I find more fitting for various different jobs? That's very difficult for me to give an opinion from a distance. And generally, I'm not sure if it's proper to limit the beginning, how the work is going to be done, and to fit the people of the group to that limitation. It seems to me the other way around. Take into consideration the talents of each one of this group, and to organize the work according to that they should utilize all the talents of all the different members in the 100%, because there are certainly amongst them those that are very fitting to represent Agudas Chabad towards the outside, and it's also fitting to give them this job. Those who are more fitting to do inside, they should do that in all areas. So basically, those who are those who can more create, make more noise, more active, whether they know how to do it orally or writing, they should give them. Basically, to give the people the most fitting jobs. What is it all from all the above? The Rebbe says, so that there should be no opposition from the existing institution, it is fitting that Agudas Chabad should not mix into the inner workings of any of the institutions, and that they will stand directly in connection with New York, with the Rebbe. So you don't get involved how they run their places. Only in the combined efforts between them and other institutions, they should go to Agudas Chabad for them to connect and to smooth things out. Number two, the most important things right now is to have a plan for how to work out to utilize the 18th of Elul, the month of Tishrei that comes. I'm also adding a copy of the letter to the group of Tzir Agudas Chabad, and certainly you're going to help them in those matters that are on their shoulders, that are their particular job. Separately, I've sent a portion of my talk to Shabbos Baruch Hu Elul that is fitting to publicize it in a fitting way amongst as many people that you can. I wait for your response very quickly to my letter, and I'm signing off for the Ksivach Simatovish for each one and all that you need. The Rebbe's signature. The Rebbe got involved in very particular these things. You know, it was, I mean, to running such an empire, to running all the different institutions, it's inevitable that there is going to be friction, there's going to be some challenges in the way, and there's going to be complaints, and some people's egos will be bruised on the way, some people's maybe their livelihood, their parnasa, their other, I mean, that's inevitable, that when there's success or when there's a lot of activity, you know, there is inevitable that there's problems. So the Rebbe was looking to have the oversight to minimize the problems and to also create one ceiling organization to try to smooth it out. But I mean, the Rebbe tried and it helped to a certain extent, but hasn't really fully 100%. There's still plenty of disagreements, and there's plenty of misunderstandings and sometimes hard feelings from everybody's trying to do the Rebbe's work. But but the Rebbe put in so much energy and so much effort to make it. But it's not a perfect world. The people, you see, the Rebbe had one limitation. His limitation was he was in a physical. He was a physical human being. He was in one place in one time. He had the limitation of being in this world. That limitation forced him to use other people to do what needs to be done. So he had to work through other people. So the other people became his shluchim. They became his agents to do. Now the shluchim didn't always live up to be at the level, or never did. You know, we're not talking even about the level of the Rebbe, but even the level of holiness. The Rebbe worked through everybody. Everybody can do something positive. The Rebbe putting somebody in a job is not the Rebbe's state of approval that this man can't do anything wrong or that he's everything right. No, not at all. The Rebbe just is helping that person fulfill his mission, the Rebbe's mission, and to do in life. That person may or may not be worthy of being a shaliach himself, you know, for what he does, but the Rebbe worked through him, and hopefully they do the right things. And the Rebbe was trying very hard to organize it all, that people should do the right things, and that people should, to be fair, and to do according to the Shulchan Aruch, and to have set up in a way that it works. But it worked, I guess, to a certain extent. Again, like I said, it's not foolproof, it's not 100%, but under the circumstances, you know, and said, a lot of times we say, well, we may not have been worthy to be the Rebbe's Shuluchim or the Rebbe's Chassidim. The Rebbe deserves better Chassidim than we are. He deserves the Rebbe's only. But what should the Rebbe do? He doesn't have any other Chassidim. These are his Chassidim. Who are you going to ask to do the work? You know, somebody who's not Chabad. So we got to do the best we can.
I never heard